Some parts of Indiana that have struggled with pollution are now meeting federal air quality standards. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, officials with the Environmental Protection Agency say that's good news for people with asthma and other lung conditions.
When two coal plants in the Indianapolis area switched to natural gas, that decreased harmful sulfur dioxide in the air. That means the Indianapolis metro now meets all federal air quality standards. So does the Muncie metro area, largely because Exide Technologies, a battery manufacturing plant, cut its lead emissions in half. Janet McCabe directs Indiana University's Environmental Resilience Institute.
One thing you can take from it is that you can actually improve air quality in our cities. And when you burn less fossil fuels, the air will get better.
Lake and Porter counties also decreased the amount of ground-level ozone in the air. EPA says that's because industrial companies reduced their emissions, but also because car emissions went down there and in nearby Chicago. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.